What's up, folks, and welcome to Nino's Corner. Just wanted to do a quick update. Don't think that we won't start bringing in Gaza refugees to America. Progressives are calling for this, and about 1 million Gaza refugees are what they're calling for. How do you systematically break down a country? If you wanted to destroy a country from within, you send out all our resources abroad. You fund international wars. You keep starting different wars that American taxpayers have to pay for. You leave open borders and bring in millions upon millions upon millions of people into the border, not knowing who they are. They're not vetted. We have no idea if they're Hamas, cartels. It doesn't even matter. Just keep bringing them in. Strain our infrastructure. As this is happening, fund the international wars. That's what's happening right now in America. And I'm going to show you right now an article that just came up. And, you know, folks, it's obvious. It's plain as day. Obvious. It's plain as day. Progressives call for the U.S. to take in some of the expected 1 million Gaza refugees. And if you don't think this is going to happen, think again. Think again. Experts predict 1 million refugees might flee the Gaza Strip amid the war between Israel and Hamas. And so, folks, you got to remember, who funded Iran? Who funded the Hamas? Gave billions of dollars to Hamas. Well, look no further than Biden and Big Mike's husband. So playing both sides of the field here, folks, it's both sides of the field. Experts predict 1 million refugees might flee the Gaza Strip amid the war between Israel and Hamas. And socialist and far-left lawmakers said America should welcome them, folks. Your tax dollars taking them in. 50% of the population in Gaza are children. Pull on your heartstrings. The international community, as well as the United States, should be prepared to welcome refugees from Palestine while being very careful to vet and not allow members of Hamas, said Rep. Jamal Bowen, a New York member of the Socialist Democratic Squad who remains under investigation for pulling a fire alarm in the House Cannon Office building earlier this month. You better damn well believe they're getting ready to do this, folks. But Republicans have already slammed the door shut on the issue. That's what you think. I'm telling you, folks, Biden just backed Israel on this. He's going to have to save face. What better way to save face than to bring in at least 1 million Gaza refugees? I'm telling you right now, folks, nothing's off the table. And we're watching the rapid warp speed decline of our country. They're flushing us down the toilet. God bless America. I'm going to say right here what Trump wants to do. Trump's plan to keep jihadists and their sympathizers out of America, his plan, Agenda 47, goes as is. Reinstate and expand Trump travel ban on entry from terror-plagued countries, territories, and places. Re-implement a full suspension of State Department refugee resettlement. Implement strong ideological screening for all immigrants to the United States. Sympathy for jihadists, Hamas, or Hamas ideology will be automatically disqualifying. Aggressively deport resident aliens with jihadist sympathies. Revoke the student visas of radical anti-American and anti-Semitic foreigners of colleges and universities. Proactively send ICE to pro-jihadist demonstrations to enforce our immigration laws and remove the violators from our country. Continue and expand denaturalization of criminals, terrorists, and immigration cheats. Invoke the Alien Enemies Act to accelerate domestic deportations. I'm telling you, folks, when this boomerang happens, the mass deportations are going to be off the charts. It's going to be to the point where I've been told that we're going to get at least 70% of them in the first 2 months. A lot of them are being tracked and traced. That's what I've been told. We shall see as this plays out. But as of right now, our country is in mass jeopardy. I'm going to bet, and it's a bet, that they're going to start taking in these Gaza refugees, folks. All right, leave me your thoughts down below in the comment box. Let me know what you think. It's going to strain our infrastructure, and we don't know who we're bringing in. And these people are liable to do anything since we're supporting Israel. Both sides here, folks, being played. All right, folks, leave me your comments down below. Thank you. Later.